Hello, everyone. Welcome to Book It Repertory Theater. My name is Gus Maneri, and I'm the artistic director here at Book It.
I'm Katie Barnett O'Brien, the managing director.
And I'm Zenaida Smith, the assistant production manager and casting associate.
We'd like to welcome you to season 31 here at Book It, our all audio season.
We're 31 years.
Yeah, 31 years. Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Not bad.
So with an all audio season, Gus, this is pretty exciting. It's something we've never done before, for sure. And so we wanted to share a bit today with our listeners and friends out there what this is going to look like and how we put it all together.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really, really cool. I'm really excited for what we're cooking up. I'm excited for everyone to take a listen.
So we decided to do this due to COVID and the different restrictions on us. But why audio? Why all audio and not video components or anything else we could have done?
We were looking for something that sort of satisfied three different components. And the first was safety. We wanted to bring something to our patrons that minimized risk for all of our artists as much as humanly possible. The second was we wanted to continue, you know, this 30-year legacy of incredible storytelling established by Jane Jones and Myra Platt. We can't go 30 years and then not have something for people. Even in a time of crisis, I think that people rely on Book It to bring incredible art season after season for 30 years. And we didn't want to break that incredible streak. And the third was that we think that audio presents a storytelling form that is almost limitless. It is limitless potential, because instead of being restrained by what is possible, we were asking, how do we make art that is impossible? How do we bring, the haunted English mansion in Canterville Ghost or the snowy steps of Tibet in the mandala of Sherlock Holmes? How do we bring that to people? And audio relies most heavily on the listener's imagination. And that is the aspect of this that is limitless.
Yeah, and something that we know Book It does really well is tap into the imagination and bring people into a new world with the beauty of language and great stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also talking about the journey of audio, one of the things about it, much like adapting books, is that it's something that's very familiar. I think that a lot of folks grew up listening to, if it wasn't radio dramas, there are also adaptations that folks grew up with, whether it was in school or that you had in your home. Like, I think of my first audio stories were like Ray Bradbury and Mars is Heaven and A Sound of Thunder. I remember viscerally listening to that and like having an awakening, and it completely threw me into a sci-fi craze, right? So as much as we are diving into these new opportunities and limitless worlds that you can build in an audio setting, more so than you can if you're putting something physically up on stage, it's continuing a rich tradition. Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, which is something that probably everyone's at least heard a section of, right?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Or has heard of the panic, right?
Right, because it was so convincing. It taps into the imagination, which can take you really anywhere. And this season we're taking you to alternate histories and into near but very probable, in some ways, futures. So I think we really are mining that incredibly expansive portion of people's imagination and psyche and limitless potential in a lot of ways. So
is there, Gus, do you think there's a way we can demonstrate for folks what the recordings might sound like, what they can expect from them, and some of the cool stuff we've learned?
Is there
something we can like read or something? I don't know.
I probably have something on my bookshelf right over here. One second.
Okay.
Another cool thing about what we're doing is there are so many amazing effects that we can put into play. Like, for instance, sorry, that.
You okay?
Yeah, I tripped over the ottoman. One second. There's a lot of cool things that we can do. Like, for instance, we can make it sound like someone is walking further away from the mic and getting a book off their bookshelf for a second. One second, just grab that. And So yeah, it's just a lot of cool things that we can do now that we're in this medium. Okay, so I grabbed a copy here of Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Oh, nice choice. Yeah.
Yeah. So so let's see. Let's taking place here in Paris in 1840. So why don't we start on a street in Paris in 1840? Got those horse-drawn carriages, folks talking on the street, maybe a little background music. Yeah, that's perfect. Katie, why don't you kick us off?
Okay, great. Paris. In Paris it was, in the summer of 1840. There, I first met that strange and interesting young fellow, Auguste Dupin.
Dupin was the last member of a well-known family, a family which had once been rich and famous. He himself, however, was far from rich. He cared little about money. He had enough to buy the most necessary things of life and a few books. He did not trouble himself about the rest, just books. With books, he was happy.
So we'll be using that ability to create worlds and environments and texture to bring you a truly incredible season. A season that starts with Child Finder by Octavia E. Butler, adapted by Shimona Mitchell and directed by Jin Hammond. After that, it's The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde, adapted and directed by Brandon J. Simmons. Following that is Manana Land by Pam Yunes Ryan, adapted by Gillian Jorgensen and Jordi Montes, and directed by Arlene Martinez Vasquez. After that, it's The Effluent Engine by N.K. Jemisin, adapted and directed by Yehan Osanyan. Closing out the season is The Mandala of Sherlock Holmes by Jamyang Norbu, adapted by Bilal Dardai and directed by myself, Gus Maneri. So all told, we've got a lot of really exciting literary adaptations coming your way, something that I think everyone can enjoy.
Awesome. So listening to these individual titles or the whole season is going to be very easy. Once you've made your purchase online of either the subscription or an individual title, you'll receive a confirmation email from us here at Book It. And that email is going to have all the information you need with the link and the password to access the play or plays that you've purchased. You're not going to need any special equipment or apps. All you're going to need is a device that can access the internet and has speakers. You can stream it directly from the website, so you can listen to it live, or you can download it and listen to it whenever you like. The titles are going to be available to buy or listen to from their release date through the end of the season on June 30th, 2021.
So that's our season, our main stage audio season, sort of the long and short of it, and we're so excited to have you joining us. Joining you from the Book It Studios, a.k.a. our respective homes. My name is Gus Maneri.
I'm Katie Barnett O'Brien.
And this has been Zenaida Smith.
For more information and to subscribe, you can always visit us at book-it.org on social media at BookItRep.